Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. This is from Psalm 19 out of the New Living Translation. It's verses 1 through 6. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. They speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. I want to look in particular at verses 1 and 2. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The sky displays his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. I wonder if we ever think about the ways we can give glory to God. When he speaks, we can glorify, or when we speak, we can glorify God with our words. Obviously, we can praise him, lift him up. Man, do I wish at times people, his people especially, could stop and think before they speak. And I think there'd be a whole lot less struggles than we have right now. Yet, we can talk about God in ways that do bring honor and glory to him. In our world right now, we need to slow down enough to think before we act and before we speak. If we did, we would communicate God's love for us and for the whole world by how we live each day and each moment within each day. We would also learn and grow to know about God's glory when we hear others speak about it. That means we need to learn how to listen. I believe listening is a learned skill for most of us. Hearing is a natural physical process in our bodies, but listening is something totally different. Psalm 19 shows that we can even learn about God's glory through nature. It says, the heavens declare the glory of God. It's another way of saying in this psalm that the skies proclaim the work of his hands, that you can see his creation. Sometimes I've just sat or laid on the ground and stared at the sky, of course, when it wasn't raining. This thought is kind of strange, yet poetic picture for most of us. We all know that the sky can't talk. This psalm even acknowledges this in verse 3. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. And yet the sky, by its simple, beautiful existence, communicates to the world about God, its creator. The sky shows every living creature that there is indeed a God, a creator of all the universe and each of us. It's amazing to me, God has created such a beautiful world, and sometimes we don't recognize that. We think it's Mother Nature or some other power or force has brought this all together, or maybe it was a Big Bang theory, whatever you might believe in. This world, simply by being what God created to be, gives voice to the beauty of God himself. I have found that people can glorify God with their words or by loving each other and themselves and by caring for the world that God loves so much. And that means caring for those the Lord places in our path day by day and thinking about how we treat each other. The sky uses clouds and rainbow and shades of gray and blue to tell us about the glory of God. So how are we telling others about the glory of God? Powerful thought. This prompted me to think about how us as individuals, how we would use our abilities to demonstrate God's glory in our everyday lives. Some of our God-given tools to accomplish this are actions, speak, the use of terms and things we have in our possession, resources we can share, the love God places within our hearts. That's just to mention a few. So what I'd like to challenge all of us today, right now, we're moving about doing whatever we decide we want to do when and we want to and to do what we wish we want to, whatever. So how are we bringing glory to God as we live life? I'd like you to think about it and then strive to accomplish it with his grace, strength, and love, because we're going to need it in the world today. But I want to assure you, this is my Father's world. Always has been. Always will be. Satan will play with things and try to destroy us, but he cannot defeat our God. Our God has already defeated him. So let's just spend a few moments today and think about how we bring glory to God and honor him by the way we treat each other and the things we do day by day. Prayer thoughts for today. Grace came through surgery well. Should be home today sometime. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for a speedy recovery with as little of pain as possible. Scott Rooney is recovering from shoulder surgery. Let's keep lifting him up. Brian, Charlie Osborne's stepdad, needs our prayers. Our loved ones and families who are in need today for many variety of reasons, some for resources, some for relationships, some for struggles in the family, whatever it might be. Remember our states, nations, and other places around the world that are struggling due to various concerns and dealing with certain disasters. Remember our nation as we continue to move forward. Remember God's church. Lift up the church that it might be the church He created it to be. Remember our families. And whatever else is in your life that you might be struggling with right now, just spend a few moments in prayer and then have a great day and God bless.